EY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind chill advisory begins at 6 p.m. this evening and continues until 11 a.m. tomorrow. A wind chill warning continues until 1 p.m. this afternoon. 8 above this afternoon, under mainly clear skies, northwest winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 6 below, high of 16 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 5 above.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Another week down with the ongoing cleanup efforts going on in Washington County, Kansas, regarding the Keystone Oil Pipeline that spilled near 14,000 barrels of oil into the community. And crews at the site have now been sending out metal testing as the investigation continues on the cause of the leak. According to TC Energy, they say they have removed part of the impacted pipeline segment and sent it to an independent lab for metallurgical testing, as directed by the U.S. Pipeline and Hazardous Materials Safety Administration. Also, in lieu of the extreme cold temperatures that we've seen across the state of Kansas the last few days, they say it has slowed down some of the recovery rates and cleanup efforts of the area, but the pipeline is secure following concerns about the freezing of the line. We also wrap up the week recovering roughly 7,500 barrels of the 14,000 barrels that were spilled. TC Energy has reiterated that the spill is limited to a contaminated area. However, the EPA did find some of the contaminated chemicals in the water roughly 4 miles downstream. Mid-America Network News.
Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is a new Kia from Midwest Kia for my mom. She has been very good this year and deserves this more than anything. Merry Christmas, Peyton. P.S. I have been very good as well.
This Christmas, treat the ones you love most with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. And we'll treat you to our simple, transparent, and fast Better Way to Buy experience. If a new Kia is on your Christmas list, Midwest Kia has an honest and fair car buying process and available inventory on the lot today. All new Kias come with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us at Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
The network of Ascension Via Christi hospitals across the state of Kansas have officially welcomed a new chief operating officer for the new year. As WIBW reports, J. Philip Harrop is the new system chief operating officer and is set to begin the new position starting on January 3rd, according to the chief executive. From that cluster. In other news, 49-year-old Clinton Bruner of Wichita has been federally indicted on charges related to trafficking of cocaine and illegal possession of firearms. WIBW reports the announcement came from the U.S. District Attorney's Office for the District of Kansas on Wednesday this week, when the court document said that Bruner was charged with one count of possession with intent to distribute cocaine, one count of possession with intent to distribute cocaine base, one count of possession of a firearm in furtherance of drug trafficking crimes, and one count of possession of a stolen firearm.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Nebraska Racing and Gaming Commission has unanimously approved a new casino operating license, along with the hours of operation for the new Grand Island Casino Resort and Fauner Park. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that the doors will open on Tuesday, December 27th, next week at noon, following the ribbon-cutting ceremony. As the CEO says, quote, this afternoon was very significant for the history of Fauner Park. It is located on the concourse of Fauner Park, adjacent to the Van Berg Family Collection, along with the Nebraska Thoroughbred Racing Hall of Fame display. In other news, 36-year-old Zachary Peterson has been sentenced to more than 100 months in prison after being convicted on a child pornography cases. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports there is no parole in the federal system, and after completing the term, he will be given 5 years of supervised release. He's also ordered to pay more than $25,000 in fines. During the court hearings, they found an email account that had roughly 78 videos of child pornography and had used that email to send child pornography to others.
Burwell Construction's been in business for over 35 years. Roofing, 316-794-3430. Siding, 316-794-3430. Windows, decks, remodeling, 794-3430. And now at Burwell Construction, you can even get a brand new wooden chain link or wrought iron fence, 794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell.
The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville Volunteer Firemen responded to a trailer house fire in South Marysville Thursday in the 700 block of South 15th Street. No immediate details available as to the blaze. Traffic was closed in both directions on US 36 in Belleville Wednesday evening as a fatality accident involving a car and a semi was reported near the animal clinic. The driver of the car, Fred Mickasell, was killed when the truck jackknifed, struck the vehicle, which was then forced off the road and hit a tree. The semi, driven by a Florida man, overturned, losing its load in the accident. Marysville USD 364 School Board heard concerns from parents, with some 30 people attending the December 12th meeting, addressing recent activities at high school during the Gay-Straight Alliance Week. The board did not address questions, but referred parents to the superintendent. Darren Schrader, earlier in the meeting, had outlined requirements being revised that clubs and organizations must meet in scheduling activities designed to provide uniform policies. These include advance approval by administration and advance notice to parents as well as students through the district newsletter and website, among other means. A lack of clarity may have led to an eventual lockdown at Marysville High School last month. The board approved changes to the preschool program with 3- and 4-year-olds attending half-day, 4 days each week. Resignation of science teacher Emma Holly was approved, as well as hiring Kane Milholland of Lawrence as vocal music teacher beginning next school year. He will graduate college this spring. Marysville band director Blake Nations assumed the vocal music position along with serving as band director this year after resignation of Rachel Massif last year. Cleanup continues at the Keystone Energy Pipeline site in Washington County with over 600 workers now on site, work continuing 24 hours per day. The efforts have been challenged with recent rains and bitterly cold temperatures this week. Marshall County Courthouse will remain closed Friday and again Monday. The Marshall County Transfer Station will remain closed until Tuesday, opening at 8 a.m. Washington County Courthouse will be closed Friday and again Monday for Christmas. Marshall and Washington County Commissioners will meet Tuesday next week. Nemahal County Commissioners will meet in special session Tuesday to consider adoption of the proposed 2023 budget for Nemahal County and to discuss pay and benefits for county employees for 2023. Gary H. Jorgensen, age 65, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service December 27th at United Methodist Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Gary Jorgensen with services December 27th. Butch Shubkegel, age 82, of Frankfort, passed away December 19. Funeral arrangements pending with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge for Butch Shubkegel. Marlene S. Champagne, age 74, of Marysville, passed away December 20. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary in charge for Marlene Champagne. Velma Jeannie Thomas, age 74, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral arrangements pending with Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge for Jeannie Thomas.
Double the joy!
Ho, ho, ho! We're doubling the joy this holiday season at Blue Valley Technologies. Refer a friend, and you get $40, and they get $40. Refer as many friends and family members as you can before the end of the year, and the credits will show up on your Blue Valley bill. Visit bluevalley.net/doublethejoy today.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A wind chill warning is currently in effect until early this afternoon. Temperatures still staying cooler today before a slight warm-up as we head into the weekend. Staying sunny and breezy today with our highs in the single digits and lower teens. Northwest winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35 with wind chills around 35 below. Mostly clear skies and still breezy overnight tonight with our lows just above and below zero. Northwest winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 35. Warming up as we head into the weekend, sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the mid-teens and lower 20s. And clear skies over Saturday night with our lows just below zero and in the lower teens. Warming up as we head into Sunday, some sunshine with our highs in the mid-20s and mid-30s. And staying mostly cloudy throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper teens. Temperatures will continue to rise as we head into Monday. Sunshine with our highs in the lower 30s and mid-40s. And partly cloudy throughout Monday night with the lows in the upper teens. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late December 41. Record high in this date 72. The average low 21 and the record low 22 below zero. It was 4 below zero this morning. Sunrise this morning 7:44. Sunset this evening at 5:09.
The holiday season usually leaves a few souvenirs in our laundry baskets. Some advice on treating the stains of the season today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn unforgettable moments into heartfelt gifts this holiday with custom canvas prints, fleece blankets, and so much more from canvasprints.com. It's quick, easy, and affordable to create the perfect present for everyone on your list. Just upload your image, select your product, and check out. Use code HOLIDAY25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of custom canvas and metal prints, mugs, pillows, and more. Canvasprints.com and code HOLIDAY25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 23rd. It is the 357th day of the year. Actress Susan Lucci and musician Eddie Vedder have birthdays, and on this day in 1951, the first coast-to-coast NFL title game was televised. The LA Rams beat the Cleveland Browns. Here's some seasonal advice for treating the stains of the season. Instant action is the key for most stains, so try this immediate treatment until there's time for laundry. Cranberry stains should be sponged immediately with cool water. Most stains respond better when treated right away with an enzyme pre-soak. So keep a spray bottle on hand as a first aid strategy. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can always find more seasonal advice online at almanac.com.
CJ Express stores in Marysville and Frankfort wish everyone a happy holiday season. Make CJ your last stop before you hit the road. With friendly and helpful staff, snacks, drinks, and premium dino fuel, now save even more when you download the new CJ Go app. Safe travels from CJ Express with locations in Marysville and Frankfort.
C&K Services hoping for peace, joy, and happiness in the hearts of all this Christmas season. Regardless of what you believe, this holiday is one of hope, giving, and sharing. Have a very Merry Christmas and share the joy. From everyone at C&K Service in Sabetha, proud to share the warmth of the Christmas season.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, there's three games left of the regular season for the Kansas City Chiefs, and going into Christmas Eve, it's a day early for Chiefs fans to be able to watch their favorite team as they are at home at Arrowhead Stadium on Christmas Eve with kickoff at noon, taking on the Seattle Seahawks. The Chiefs are coming off their overtime touchdown victory against the Houston Texans last weekend at 30-24. And the Chiefs say they're going into this week trying to clean up some of the mistakes that they had last week.
Now they're back to banning Future from being played in the locker room for another week. Context, he's one of the Kings of trap. Kansas City just avoided falling in one versus Houston, missed an extra point, missed a field goal, 10 penalties for 100 yards.
That audio from the NFL, the Chiefs are still sitting atop the AFC West right now, 11-3 for the overall season and trying to get the home field advantage going into playoff mode. After this week, the Chiefs stay at home in Arrowhead Stadium on New Year's Day to take on their rivals, the Denver Broncos. Mid-America Network Sports.
Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is a new Kia from Midwest Kia for my mom. She has been very good this year and deserves this more than anything. Merry Christmas, Peyton. P.S. I have been very good as well.
This Christmas, treat the ones you love most with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. And we'll treat you to our simple, transparent, and fast Better Way to Buy experience. If a new Kia is on your Christmas list, Midwest Kia has an honest and fair car buying process and available inventory on the lot today. All new Kias come with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us at Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
With college bowl season underway, and we're just a week away from the Kansas State Wildcats taking on the number 5 Alabama Crimson Tide on New Year's Eve. It was a big day this week for the Kansas State Wildcats as well, with National Signing Day and Kansas State picking up 26 new signatures. It was a big win for Coach Chris Kleiman and the Wildcats, who sit number 11 nationally right now in the AP polls. As overall, Kansas State picked up 26 new signees, including 23 right out of high school, along with 3 junior college transfers to go with a pair of recent transfers as well. On the national level, the Wildcats ranked number 28, 24/7 Sports has them ranked at number 29, and ON3 has them ranked at number 34. Their final game for the Big 12 Championship ended with the overtime victory and a field goal win over the number 3 TCU Horned Frogs as they won 31-28. The Alabama Crimson Tide had a dominant victory in their last game against Auburn, 49-27. The Sugar Bowl is scheduled for New Year's Eve at 11 a.m. with kickoff with Kansas State at home. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
State fans, don't miss this year's Men's Basketball Big 12 Conference opener as your Cats host West Virginia at 6 p.m. Saturday, December 31st in Bramlage. Be sure to arrive early for Lego Night and watch as Lego Master Builders create a life-size Wildcat-themed display on the concourse. Kids can interact with Lego activities pregame and enter to win prizes throughout the game. Tickets start at just $20, so order yours now by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Tune for the Coach's Corner on KNDY. Following evening sports at around 5:20, we'll visit with area girls and boys high school basketball coaches. Monday Spotlight, Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesday, Centralia at Axtell. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. Plus live broadcast of Marysville home and away games on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Twin Valley League and area games on FM 95.5.
Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro in Marysville reminds everyone that during this busy holiday season, they will have cakes, pies, and cookies that you can pre-order for your holiday meal. If a trip out of the house is calling, Empty Cup is open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 7 to 5, and Sunday, 7 until 2. Holiday greetings from the Empty Cup Coffee Bar and Bistro.
Don't throw away that wrapping paper. Give it and other scrap paper a second life in creating decoupage pots for your garden. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This craft involves gluing pieces of decorative paper onto an item, in this case a flower pot, and coating with a protective finish. Many people use white glue, but commercial decoupage finishes will hold up much better. Start with a clean terracotta or plastic container, or consider dressing up an indoor watering can. Tear or cut paper into various sizes and shapes, preserving the colors or designs you want to include. Cover a small portion of the pot with decoupage. Place paper pieces in place. You may want to start at the bottom, working around and up to the top of the container. Once your design is complete and the pot is covered with paper, apply one or two more coats of decoupage and allow to dry. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Whether you're planting your first vegetable garden or looking to add a bit of pizzazz to your landscape, I'd like to help. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Visit melindamyers.com. You'll find my gardening tips, videos, audio segments, and the Ask Melinda section with my answers to your frequently asked questions. Plus, check out the plant profiles and planting guides for help selecting the right plant for your growing conditions and garden design. Have fun and be successful in your garden. Visit melindamyers.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit melindamyers.com for more details.
It was the night before Christmas and all through the house. They're words we know well, and words that launched Santa's image about two centuries ago. But what do we know about that poem and how it became so popular? The story on this edition of The American Countryside.
From Kansas to Ohio, that's where you'll find Pettit Bio. From the Mississippi Delta and the Chesapeake, Nebraska and the hills of Tennessee, proving all thousands of fields across this great land. When you work the ground till the sun goes down, Pettit Bio's got a plan.
Why do some small towns thrive while others decline? What influences young people to live and work in some communities but not in others? How can local citizens work together to make a positive difference in their community? Andrew McCrae's latest book is here, The Total Town Makeover. Get your copy today at AmericanCountryside.com. Just click on Books at the top of the page. You'll find all of Andrew's books there, books like American Countryside, The Man Who Was President for a Day, and God's Perfect View. They're based on Andrew's radio broadcast and are perfect for you and make great gifts. Log on today at AmericanCountryside.com.
'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. It's the beginning of 'Twas the Night Before Christmas by Clement Clark Moore. Doug Brody oversees Constable Hall about an hour north of Syracuse, New York. The Constable family built this mansion from their earnings as land dealers.
They originated from Ireland, and then they came to New York City, and they were involved with the make and purchase, which is most all of northern New York. They made their money and made their mark by buying and then selling land, and they operated out of Constable Hall here as a land office.
The poem's words still seem to have little to do with this story, except that Clement Clark Moore happened to stop by Constable Hall.
He was a guest here of the Constables. We're not sure whether he wrote the poem here, but we feel at least he was inspired because the way the windows are built with the shutters, throw up the shutters and throw up the sash, you know, that's evident what this building is.
The poem was first published in 1823. Henry Livingston wrote a similar poem that was read by some as early as 1808. Whether Moore stole Livingston's poem, who was by then dead and not able to defend his authorship, or used it as inspiration, or wrote it all on his own, is one of history's mysteries. But we do know that this house fit the bill for penning those memorable lines.
It's a large stone home. It's got pillars in the front. It's three stories. The bottom story is where the kitchen with a huge, huge fireplace. And upstairs, there's a beautiful living room, the land office, a pantry, and a large dining room. And upstairs is four bedrooms. It's very massive, and it's been well maintained.
Wishing you a Merry Christmas at the home of the night before Christmas in Constableville, New York. I'm Andrew McCray.
Sapp Brothers Petroleum works hard all year round to be there for you when it matters most. Their goal is simple: to be your number one source for propane, lubricants, and extreme diesel fuel. And they'll reach that goal by treating you like family. Don't wait for winter to set in. Get that propane tank filled today by calling the winning team at Sapp Brothers Petroleum. Still proudly serving all of Nebraska and the Hanover community, Sapp Brothers is proud to announce their newest location in Blue Rapids. That's Sapp Brothers Petroleum, servicing your residential and farming to commercial and industrial needs.
It's startling when you hear a loud thunk on a window and see a dazed bird. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Make the windows of your home less attractive to airstrikes as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Every now and then, a bird will bonk itself on one of the windows of my house. Bill Thompson is the editor of Birdwatchers Digest and says there are two reasons why birds do this. One is completely accidental. Birds see the reflection of their habitat in the window and fly towards it. The other reason is because your window is in the bird's personal territory. For example, male cardinals are protective of their turf, and when they see something that resembles them, they perceive it as a rival and will attack the image unless you step in.
Usually you can scare them away by a loud noise or squirting them with a hose or putting a rubber snake up. Often that will accomplish it because most of these birds, if they're not right near your home all the time, they're not going to be seeing their reflection all the time. So if you scare them a few times, they'll get the message and leave.
Accidental strikes are a bigger problem. Because of the way windows are manufactured, hanging something on the inside of the glass to break the reflection isn't usually effective. Thompson says the best solution is to stretch mesh netting or hang a screen across the outside of the window. It doesn't look great, but it acts as a trampoline and the birds will safely bounce off it. Thompson says another solution is to move bird feeders closer to the window.
It has the added benefit of making it easier for you to see the birds, but then they can't build up so much speed if they are suddenly startled. And, you know, that's a survival instinct that birds have. When there's a warning call from another bird or a loud noise or a sudden movement, they flee, and that's the way they survive. So if you bring your feeders a little bit closer, a lot of times they won't be able to build up enough speed, so if they are startled into your window, they won't be badly hurt.
Find more bird versus window tips at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
This holiday season, get your hands on a toy for that grown adult on your list. Crown Over Auto Sales has Massimo mini Jeeps, UTVs, and mini bikes in stock and ready to get that fun going. Add to the excitement and speed as Crown Over has go-karts and mini Jeeps $200 off until the end of the year. Happy holidays from Crown Over Auto Sales, East Highway 36, Marysville.
RX Drug Store in downtown Marysville is here for you. With over-the-counter medicines for cold, flu, and allergy season, and prescription drugs for more serious matters. They also offer curbside pickup and delivery services. Don't forget to bring in your new insurance card for the new year with RX Drugstore.
There's nothing I love more than a delicious Sunday dinner. Our family enjoys having roast on Sundays. It's a delicious comfort meal with lots of protein, veggies, warm bread, and of course, something delicious for dessert. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Like the contented feeling you get following a delicious Sunday dinner, having a well-rounded financial strategy can help you feel more confident when it comes to your finances. A holistic financial strategy should include a plan for your short-term needs and expenses, like your mortgage, gas, and your groceries, as well as your longer-term needs and goals. When you incorporate giving into your financial goals, you're more likely to be intentional with your generosity efforts, resulting in a more meaningful impact. Review your financial strategy and determine if it's well-rounded enough. Having a holistic strategy will help you achieve greater financial clarity and live with more meaning and gratitude. Shop Elsie Grace's gift shop in Frankfort for holiday gifts, attire, and supplies. Make entertaining easy with food mixes, Door County coffee, and fresh homemade fudge in so many flavors. There's always fun and funky household items to make any Grinch's heart grow three sizes, and the ladies are happy to gift wrap your items. Create gift baskets to send to friends and family near and far. They ship out daily. And watch for special holiday theme weekends at Elsie Grace's gift shop. Once you visit, you'll be hooked.
It takes farms of all shapes, sizes, and types to keep the planet running. More today on Farm to Fork.
Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm. Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your soy checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways Your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
There's a noisy minority of folks who would have us all believe that American agriculture consists almost entirely of corporate-owned mega farms. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Economic Research Service does an annual report on America's farms and just released details from the 2021 data collection. Ag economist Noah Miller.
The vast majority of U.S. farms in 2021 were small family farms. These farms operated just less than half of total U.S. farmland and accounted for nearly 20% of total value of production.
Miller says even some of the bigger farms are still family-owned.
Large-scale family farms were 3% of all farms, but accounted for 46% of the total value of production in 2021, the largest share of any farm group. They also operated just over a quarter of all agricultural land.
And yes, says Miller, a relatively small number of large non-family operated farms are part of the mix.
The majority of the farm operations continue to be family-run operations. Non-family farms accounted for only 2% of farms, 10% of agricultural land, and 17% of total value of production.
There's a link to the report on the show info page at NorthshoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance as you. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind you have you covered. Please come see the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. You know, one of the top points of discussion at this year's American Bankers Association's Ag Bankers Conference was the 2023 Farm Bill. Ed Elfman, Senior Vice President for Ag and Rural Banking Policy at the ABA, says, despite what many think, a large portion of the banking industry is connected to rural America, and the Farm Bill has a direct impact on those local economies.
There's 11 titles in the Farm Bill, and I think we care about 10 of them, right? We care about rural development. We care about the conservation programs. We care about the credit title. There's a credit title in the Farm Bill. A lot of people don't even realize that. Care about the credit title. What happens there?
When it comes to the production side of the Farm Bill, Elfman says there are several issues bankers are watching for next year. He notes while bankers don't necessarily advocate for direct payments or ARC or PLC, they look at how decisions made in the Farm Bill will impact lenders.
I always jokingly say with my folks, we're like the third person to be hit by this thing. Because if you change a commodity program and it changes a customer's cash flow, then that affects us as bankers, right? So it's a weird spot to be for me because I'm not actually talking about one particular thing. I have to look at unintended and intended consequences.
One of the biggest things the banking industry will support is crop insurance. He adds that they're also supporters of the dairy insurance programs. Then there's the credit title in the Farm Bill.
That's where you see the FSA guaranteed loan programs and have them be able to acquire some credit they might not otherwise be able to acquire. And it's a way to carry them through and make sure that they're still in a good place. So we're big supporters of the guaranteed loan programs. We haven't picked a number yet. The lending limit is about $1.88 million right in there. We'd like to see that get over the $2 million mark. Partly because farms are getting bigger.
And that's your Ag News. I'm Jeff Aiken.
The holidays bring family and friends together to tables filled with delicious food. Make the centerpiece of your holiday table smoked and cured meats from Yoder Meats. Bring in the holidays with Yoder Meats custom smoked turkeys or fresh turkey, cured hams, prime rib, or specialty meats like lamb and goat, all hand cut for your gather. Stop by your favorite store today and let our team help you find the right cut of meat to impress your holiday guests. Place orders early to ensure you get just what you want. From our table to yours, taste the old fashioned flavor at Yoder Meats in Yoder and three locations in Wichita.
K-State fans, don't miss this year's Men's Basketball Big 12 Conference opener as your Cats host West Virginia 6 p.m. Saturday, December 31st in Bramlage. Be sure to arrive early for Lego Night and watch as Lego Master Builders create a life-size Wildcat-themed display on the concourse. Kids can interact with Lego activities pregame and enter to win prizes throughout the game. Tickets start at just $20, so order yours now by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
Don't think that doing your Christmas shopping at Valley Vet Fashion Direct means you'll be handing out vaccines and minerals, because there's more than just vet supplies there. For the ladies, get her a gift card and let her shop their complete line of clothing or let the staff pick out an outfit. For the men, there's belts, shirts, or Carhartt coats. The kids can buy mom jewelry and dad a new pair of gloves. Grandparents, those grandkids love boots for the farm. They even do the wrapping for you. For your Christmas shopping this year, check out Valley Vet Fashion Direct on Highway 36 in Marysville.
Changes in how you farm raises eyebrows in the community. You don't have to choose between what's good for the farm and your social status on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry. Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming magazine today.
Traditional farmers know about things like cover crops, no-till, and other beneficial environmental practices. Getting them to do it involves much more than making physical changes. It can take the willingness to be different from their peers. Kent Solberg is a farmer and a livestock and grazing specialist with the Sustainable Farming Association of Minnesota. He says there is a major shift happening from chemical-based practices to bio-based. But the traditional producer wants to maintain his perceived social status in the community.
Most of the farmers I work with, they consider the successful farmer to have four green painted tractors, brand new, sitting in the yard, four Peterbilt semis, and four Lexicon harvesters, and the big brick house. Now, they may be leveraged and make far less money at the end of the year, but that status is far more important.
He says groups of producers working together to transition to regenerative agriculture can help the individual farmer not feel like his social standing is at stake.
And you get that group of producers at a field day, at a workshop, at a conference. It draws their neighbors. They're curious. Low commodity prices and watching people selling out is driving producers to think, what else can I do? Because what I'm doing is not cash flowing. But when they can see other people in their area doing this, now all of a sudden they don't have to feel like the oddball.
I'm Jody Henke. Read more about farming practices and social influence at agriculture.com.
Start your new year with a new career. Come join the team at Landall Company as they look to make 2023 the best year yet. Landall in Marysville is hiring for assembly, welding, paint, fabrication, technical writer, engineering clerk, and a traveling service tech position based out of Texas. Career advancement opportunities available. Enhanced wages start at $15.75 up to $21.95, plus hiring bonuses for qualified positions of $500 to $1,000. Exceptional benefits include $2 per hour shift differential, 4% attendance bonus, paid time off, medical, dental, vision, life insurance, paid holidays, and profit sharing. Apply online and learn more at Landall.com or phone 785-562-5381 for more information. EEO, Vets and Disabilities welcome at Landall Company in Marysville. Go online at Landall.com.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Aiken along with you on this Friday before Christmas. Well, things that are affecting the markets right now include the situation in China when it comes to how they will respond to the easing of COVID restrictions, what escalating tensions and fighting in the Ukrainian war looks like this winter, and confirmation of the weather forecast for Argentina. It looks to be a drier and warmer forecast than what originally thought. So here's what we're looking at in the markets right now. Corn for March at 667.5, that's up 7. May corn, 666.75, that's up 6.5. Kansas City wheat for March, 875.75, that's up 9.75. May Kansas City wheat up 9.5 at 869.25. March oats at 365.25, that's up 10.75. May oats at 364, that's up 11.75. Soybeans for January, 1482.75, your current price, that's up 15. March soybeans up 15.75 at 1487.75. Live cattle for December, 156.67, your current price, that's up 77.5 cents right now. Live cattle for February, 157.57, that's up 27.5 cents. Feeder cattle for January, 183.80, that's down 17.5 cents. Feeder cattle for March, 186.67, that's up 22.5 cents currently. Crude oil for February, 79.81, your current price per barrel, that's up $2.32. Crude oil for March at 79.80, that's up $2.38. Gold for December, 1801.20 is your current price, that's up $14.20. Silver for December, 23.78, that's up 30 cents. And Wall Street right now, Dow Jones up 129, S&P up 14, NASDAQ down 6. That's your market information.
Dear Santa, all I want for Christmas is a new Kia from Midwest Kia for my mom. She has been very good this year and deserves this more than anything. Merry Christmas, Peyton. P.S. I have been very good as well.
This Christmas, treat the ones you love most with a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. And we'll treat you to our simple, transparent, and fast Better Way to Buy experience. If a new Kia is on your Christmas list, Midwest Kia has an honest and fair car buying process and available inventory on the lot today. All new Kias come with the industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit us at Midwest Kia at Kellogg and Tyler or MidwestKia.com. And remember, we want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Whether you've been a producer for 50 years or this is your first calving season, K-State's calving schools may be of interest to you. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. A.J. Tarpoff, K-State beef veterinarian, gives insight to K-State's calving school program.
So this is a yearly program that I put on through the state. I really enjoy these programs. Get to interact with producers all over the state this year. We're doing four locations. These calving schools are meant to provide tips, real-life information, answer some of your questions that you have on when to intervene, how to intervene, time frames. Because a lot of those is, well, doc, how long do I wait? What are the signs that she's showing us that that's when we need to intervene? Then some of the tools, okay? How to properly use some of our calving equipment to ultimately get live calves born on the ground and take care of the early neonatal health issues. So being able to triage those situations, handle the easy stuff, but know when to call for help so we get the best outcome possible for both the cow and the calf. Whether you're very new to the industry, and maybe this is your first calving season, or you've been doing this for 50 years, there will be tips and tidbits that everyone will take home and be able to immediately implement on their operation.
Tarpoff describes the topics of information they will cover at each location.
We're kicking everything off right after the new year. So January 3rd, actually be down in Greensburg. We have a multi-county group that are working down there with our agricultural agents from KSRE, and we're going to have a really fun meeting. Many of these programs will also have a secondary topic. Down there at Greensburg, we'll actually talk a little bit about product handling, so animal health, vaccine coolers. We'll talk a little bit about administration, needle selection, things like that. After January 3rd in Greensburg, we're going to be over in Ellsworth on January 10th. Our secondary speaker is going to be Clint Laughlin. He's going to talk a little bit about crisis management, and he had to deal with a lot of that through some of the multi-county fire up in that region. The following Thursday, so January 12th, we'll be down in the southeast, Fredonia. The Fredonia meeting, we will have the secondary topic of vaccine handling as well. And number four will be January 19th, and that'll be in Mankato. And in Mankato, we'll talk a little bit about forage sampling. I know there's a lot of producers out there that have taken a lot of forage samples this year that they may not have done in the past.
Tarpoff explains again the dates and locations of each of the calving school programs and where people can find more information.
So those are the four locations. Again, January 3rd, we're going to be in Greensburg. January 10th, we'll be in Ellsworth. The 12th, we'll be in Fredonia. And the 19th, we'll be in Mankato. All the information on the calving schools are posted at ksubeef.org. And this is what I look forward to every year, is January, to be able to get on the road, work with cattle producers all over the state, answer their questions, and help them have a very successful calving season.
That's K-State beef veterinarian A.J. Tarpoff with insight on K-State's calving school program. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
The main dish in downtown Marysville is deeply thankful for their customers and extends best wishes to you and your family for a happy and healthy new year.
Season's greetings from M&R Auto in Frankfort, wishing everyone safe travels this holiday season and into the new year.
As you celebrate the joy of this Christmas season, may your home be filled with light and love, warmth and peace and joy from B&W Electric in Hanover.
May your home be filled with endless joy this Christmas season and spent with the ones you love the most from Marysville Livestock. Merry Christmas and the warmest of wishes this new year.
Focus on the Family presents A Christmas Moment.
My best Christmas was in 1963. We had just moved to Topeka, Kansas, and it was a very small area and lots of trees, and it snowed. It snowed so much that it just lit up everything, and to be outside was like a postcard. I had never seen that much snow before in my life, and I'll never forget that Christmas because the snow was all on the electric poles around the light, and it just looked like a little village in the middle of nowhere because it was so beautiful and so much snow. And I haven't seen that much snow on Christmas Day since, but that was the best Christmas ever.
Remember the wonder of God's creation. Merry Christmas from Focus on the Family.
So the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Shepherds watched their flocks by night. They saw a bright new shining star and heard a choir from heaven sing. The music came from afar. Hark now, hear the angels sing. New King born today, and man will live forevermore because of Christmas Day.
Christmas time, your days are filled. You need to
clean the house,
plan the trip,
send the cards,
trim the tree,
buy the gifts,
get the toys,
wrap them up,
bake the treats,
make a list,
check it twice,
get eggnog,
write thank you notes,
hang the lights,
call the folks,
connect with friends,
and cook the food.
This Christmas, remember not just what you need, but the homeless, the poor, and those in need. Keep Christ in Christmas.
This message brought to you by the Knights of Columbus.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher, and I invite you to listen in as we share all of the great songs from the past, from the big bands to swing, early classics, and even some more recent favorites. You're sure to appreciate the variety and the memories. Tune in Sunday afternoons, 1 to 6 p.m., live on KNDY, AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville.